In local sports last night, the Western Iowa Conference holding its cross-country championships at Audubon last night. On the girls' side, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the individual champion. Topham ran 15 minutes, 50 seconds to capture first place ahead of Carly Larson of Underwood, who ran 16:22 for second place. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley was third, Alex Flippin of Griswold fourth, and Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning placed fifth in that meet last night. Team standings show Griswold winning the team title with 39 points. Underwood had 67 points for second place. IKM Manning with 83 points third. Missouri Valley was fourth with 85. Trainer, Tri-Center, Audubon, and AHSTW round out the rest of the T of the field that had team points last night. Rest of the top 10 on the girls' side included Cheyenne Spohr of IKM Manning, Aaron Shapcott of Underwood, Hannah Dugdale of Missouri Valley, Leah Lappy of Griswold, and Courtney Chapman from Tri-Center. On the boys' side in the varsity race last night, the individual champion is Tim Brink of Riverside. He wins. 19:11 was his time. That was 5 seconds better than Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley, who placed second. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon placed third. Christopher Jarrett of Tri-Center fourth. Joseph Remsburg of Audubon placing fifth. The rest of the top ten includes Dion Coffey of Tri-Center, Matt Johnson of IKM Manning, Drew Pauley of Missouri Valley, Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia, and Matt Worley of Tri-Center was 10th. Tri-Center won the team title, winning with 44 points. Riverside had 98 points for second place. Audubon placed third with 102. Logan Magnolia fourth with a 121 total. IKM Manning was fifth at 140. AHSTW, Underwood, Trainer, and Griswold round out the rest of the teams that had full team scores in that meet last night. In high school volleyball play last night, the Hawkeye 10 conference action saw Red Oak defeat Atlantic in three straight. Also, Shenandoah downed Atlantic by three straight as well as part of a triangular. Red Oak also defeated Shenandoah three in a row. It was Glenwood taking 3 of 5 from Lewis Central last night. Harlan swept 3 games from Creston. St. Albert took 3 straight from Denison. And Kemper Catholic won 3 in a row over Clarinda in the Hawkeye 10. In the Western Iowa Conference Tournament semifinals last night, IKM Manning and Trainer both posting 3-game sweeps. As they move on to the finals, IKM Manning defeating Griswold in 3 straight, 25-12, 25-20, and 25-23, the scores. Trainer also a 3-game sweep over Tri-Center, 25-14, 25-18, and 25-21 were the scores in the semifinals last night. Also in high school volleyball around the region, it was Carroll winning 3-1 over Winterset. Des Moines Christian took 3 in a row from West Central Valley. Grandview Christian beat Orient Maxburg 2-0. Iowa Christian Academy over Orient Maxburg 2 in a row. Nishnabotna beat South Page 3 straight. Nottoway Valley took 3 of 4 from Mount Air. Nottoway Valley also downed Bedford 3-0. Bedford beat Central Decatur 3-0. It was Ogden over Panorama 3 in a row, and Stanton beat Clarinda Academy in 3 straight last night. Well, the Kansas City Royals are 1 victory away from their first World Series trip in 29 years after nipping Baltimore 2-1 last night for their 7th straight postseason triumph this year. The Royals own a 3-0 series lead over Baltimore in the American League Championship Series. Billy Butler's 6th-inning sacrifice fly broke a 1-1 tie for the Royals, who've won 10 straight postseason games dating back to 1985. Jeremy Guthrie and 4 relievers combined on the 3-hit masterpiece. The Orioles didn't get a hit after the 3rd inning. Winning pitcher Jason Fraser, Kelvin Herrera, Wade Davis, and Greg Holland each pitched a scoreless inning. The Royals will go for the sweep this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. The Orioles will send out 10-9 Miguel Gonzalez against the Royals' Jason Vargas. The San Francisco Giants have taken a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series on a ball they barely traveled 30 feet from home plate. A wild throw by reliever Randy Choate on Gregor Blanco's bunt allowed Brandon Crawford to score the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning in the Giants' 5-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Blanco's bunt went to the left side of the mound, and the left-handed Choate's sidearm throw sailed past a lunging second baseman, Colton Wong, who was over to cover first base. Crawford scampered around from second with the winning run as the ball rolled up the right field line. San Francisco jumped on St. Louis starter John Lackey for 4 runs in the 1st inning, but the Cardinals were able to battle back to tie it at 4 on Randall Grichuk's 7th inning solo home run. Game 4 of the National League Championship Series is set for tonight. It's Ryan Vogelsong for the Giants, scheduled to pitch against the Cards' Shelby Miller. And we'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. 6:12 is the start of the pregame show. 7:07 is the scheduled first pitch time. No, it's not your imagination. This year's playoff games are running extra long and extra slow, and even the players are noticing. Baltimore Orioles reliever Darren O'Day, after the first two games of the AL Championship Series lasted more than 4 hours 15 minutes, said, "They're really slow. It's tough to watch." He said, "I understand it's postseason, but these are just taking too long." The average time of the first 20 postseason games played so far was 3 hours 49 minutes. Now, 5 of those went to extra innings, including an 18-inning marathon between San Francisco and Washington that lasted a record 6 hours 23 minutes. So those games skew the numbers just a bit. But even without the extra inning games, the average game time is still over 3.5 hours long. The LA Dodgers have hired Andrew Friedman for the new position of President of Baseball Operations. Current General Manager Ned Colletti will stay on as a senior advisor to Team President and CEO Stan Kasten. Friedman comes from the Tampa Bay Rays, where he was Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations for 9 years after being hired at the age of 28. In joining the Dodgers, Friedman goes from one of the cheapest teams in baseball to the team that has the highest payroll of $256 million now at his disposal. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says his team's season will be determined by how much progress is made in the second half. The Hawkeyes sit at the midway point, 5-1 overall. They're 2-0 in the Big Ten heading into this week's visit to Maryland.
We've been in this position. We've been in positions really close to this. And, you know, typically, you know, it's like a broken record sometimes, but really it's the second half of the season that determines typically who we are. Some exceptions. That 07 is a different story, but, you know, it's what we do moving forward.
Jake Rudock and C.J. Beathard will both continue to see action. Rudock got the majority of the snaps in a 45-29 win over Indiana.
I thought he played really well. And, you know, we expect Jake to play well. And we expect C.J. to play well. I thought he played well when he was in there. And, you know, so that's one position where I feel, you know, pretty good about knowing what we're going to get. And, you know, so you never know. Things are always changing.
It's Iowa's first trip to Maryland and the Terrapins' first season in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes have played well away from home the last couple of years and have won 6 of their last 7 road games.
To me, it's mostly mindset, and I can't. I wish I could. Why one team's better at it than another, but it's probably about 98% mindset. Just, you know, it's how you look at it, and then you got to play good, you know, but it's your mental approach.
Farron says Iowa's defense must do a better job limiting big plays. Indiana's Tevin Coleman broke loose for 3 long touchdown runs on Saturday. Maryland comes into the game with a mark of 4-2. They've been idle since a lopsided loss at home to Ohio State on October 4th. We'll have that game for you live here on Saturday on KJAN. 9 a.m. is pregame and 11:05 is kickoff. And NASCAR fined Brad Keselowski $50,000 and Tony Stewart $25,000 for their roles in a fracas after the race at Charlotte Motor Speedway over the weekend. Both drivers were also placed on probation. NASCAR said the penalties are about maintaining a safe environment following the race. Matt Kenseth and Danny Hamlin were not penalized for their roles in the post-race skirmishes after Saturday night's race. The sequence of events began on the cool-down lap when Hamlin admittedly brake-checked Keselowski to show his displeasure with how Keselowski raced him over the final 2 laps. Keselowski then tried but failed to spin Hamlin. Keselowski inadvertently ran into the back of Stewart's car as the entire field headed toward pit row. Stewart then responded by backing his car up into Keselowski's car. As Keselowski walked between 2 team haulers, Kenseth rushed in from behind and jumped him. Crew members quickly peeled Kenseth away, and he made it clear that he was upset that Keselowski hit him while his seat belts were off and his window net was down. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by McT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.